Welcome to Bicycle Retail Radio, the bicycle industry podcast that brings retailers, vendors, advocates, and thought leaders to the mic for honest discussions about the latest issues facing retailers while taking an in-depth look at the person within the profession.
Registration is officially open, and we want you to join us for the second annual NBDA Retailer Summit, May 22nd and 23rd in Bentonville, Arkansas. Our 2024 program features two dynamic days of presentations, panel discussions, and breakout sessions aimed to unite retailers and suppliers in conversation. Tickets include an event gift bag, tailored educational events, networking cocktail event and select meals, early access to the Bentonville Bike Fest, not to mention ample riding time on world-class trails. You won't want to miss it, so don't. Get registered today at nbda.com.
Welcome to the Friday Flex version of Bicycle Retail Radio produced by the National Bicycle Dealers Association. The Friday Flex is a weekly pointed digest of inspirational and actionable insights you can implement today to take your business to the next level. This is NBDA President Heather Mason. Specialty bicycle retailers are the heart of the cycling industry. And since 1946, the NBDA has existed to strengthen these businesses through education, research, communication, and advocacy. The NBDA is a nonprofit supported by the membership of participating retailers and industry partners. If you're not already a member, you can learn more and join online at nbda.com. All right, in today's Flex, we are talking about reducing your inventory over 365 days. Hey, watching aged inventory is important as it directly impacts your profitability and operational efficiency. Inventory management plays a pivotal role in balancing supply and demand, optimizing your cash flow, and maximizing your profit potential. Today, we're going to cover why monitoring your inventory levels throughout the year is vital for profitability. So first, excessive inventory ties up valuable capital that could be invested elsewhere in the business. Holding on to excess stock, outdated stock, older stock for periods beyond 365 not only increases your cost, such as storage, insurance, and depreciation, but also limits your ability to allocate resources to other important areas like marketing, staffing, or expansion. High inventory levels can lead to product that is outdated and markdowns, resulting in decreased margins and potential losses. Maintaining a bloated inventory can hinder your cash flow, especially if you're a small or medium-sized bicycle retailer. Cash tied up in excess inventory could have been used to meet other financial obligations, invest in growth opportunities, or take advantage of strategic opportunities. So, why is this important? By adopting efficient inventory management practices and keeping stock past 365 days to a minimum, you can unlock several benefits that contribute directly to your profitability. First, improved cash flow. By reducing that excess inventory level and optimizing your stock levels, you can free up cash that can be reinvested into the business. Second, enhanced sales and margins. Streamlining your inventory ensures that products are sold at optimal prices without resorting to markdowns or clearance sales, thereby preserving your precious margin. Third, better customer satisfaction. Maintaining optimal inventory levels ensures that customers have access to the products they need when they need them, fostering a positive shopping experience. And fourth, reduce carrying costs. Minimizing excess inventory decreases storage costs and mitigates the need for costly markdowns, leading to improved profitability. So, in conclusion, closely monitoring and minimizing your inventory over 365 days is essential for retailers to optimize profitability, enhance operational efficiency, and maintain a competitive edge. By implementing effective inventory management strategies, retailers can unlock cost savings, drive sales growth, and ultimately maximize your profitability. Start today. Go ahead, use your point of sale, download an inventory report showing all inventory past 365 days old. Sit with your management team and make a plan to reduce this inventory. And in the future, keep a very close eye on this. You got this. Hey, the NBDA, we extend our thanks to our membership base. Membership to the NBDA is open to retailers, industry suppliers, advocacy groups, organizations, and individuals. If you're not already a member, do so today online at nbda.com. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to support the show, go ahead, leave a review, subscribe, and share your favorite episode with friends. Thanks for listening. Now go be great.
Thank you for listening to Bicycle Retail Radio. This podcast is designed specifically for the bicycle industry, dedicated to strengthening our retailers and cycling community. If it is your first episode, we urge you to take the time and listen to our past episodes.